Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. We're celebrating our anniversary week this week. It's the 8th anniversary of the Small Business Advocate Show with your host and your best friend, right? Your best friend on the radio. Surely I'm your best friend on the radio. Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. It's good to be with you. It's great to continue to be with you. I'm so happy to be here because that means we've overcome a lot. A lot of things have happened in the industry. A lot of things have happened around here, and but we still continue to broadcast in 8 years of consecutive national syndication and over 4,000 shows, over 4,000 interviews, I should say, and just glad to be here with you, and especially glad to be here with our good friend Elise Benin. Elise is one of our top marketing experts. She's the author of Marketing Creative Services Online, also Self-Promotion Online, and her new book is called Stop Pushing Me Around. Mm-hmm. She's one of the assertive members of our brain trust. Elise, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim, and happy anniversary.
Thank you. It's good to have you back on the show. And, you know, we're in our 8th year together. You and I, we had our 7th anniversary back in the summer. You and I, since you first joined us.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
And, I can't believe you've forgotten it already. But, and by the way, folks, what I was saying a minute ago, this Thursday, which is the actual anniversary day, is the 17th of November. That day will be my 2080th consecutive live broadcast since we began doing this, including all the holidays.
Wow.
So, I don't know how many, I figured up the number of interviews somewhere, at least, but it's thousands and thousands of interviews. Let's see. Here we go. 8,300 interviews. Over 8,000 interviews, at least.
Wow. Now,
I think you've done 5,000 of those with me.
Definitely.
What did you say?
How are you celebrating?
Well, I'm celebrating with you. You're my first guest of the anniversary week.
Are we having donuts?
It doesn't get any. Well, yeah, I think we may have donuts.
I need donuts if we're celebrating.
Well, I like the way you think because I sure do like donuts. Elise, what's this about the new book? Stop Pushing Me Around. That's a little bit of an aggressive title, isn't it?
It's for sales purposes, Jim. Apparently, this is what the publisher wants to call the book that I actually wanted to call From Awkward to Assertive.
Ah. So tell us, well, what's it about?
All right, the subtitle.
Because I don't have my copy.
More information.
Have my copy, by the way.
It's not written yet.
Oh, okay.
A workplace guide for the timid, shy, and less assertive.
Now, you've talked to us a little bit about this before. We've covered this a little bit.
Yes.
And so what are you thinking? What's the purpose of this? Do you think there are a lot of people out there who need this?
Tons. Everyone I talk to. And, you know, I specialize in helping people promote themselves. And one of the main objections I hear is, I can't do that. I'm too shy.
I'm that way. You know me, Elise. I say that all the time.
Well, you know what's funny about that? Because I think you are kidding, but most people who you would never imagine to look at them feel shy.
Johnny Carson was a shy person.
Mm-hmm. There are many people who see themselves as shy and fearful, who, if you look at them, you would never know it. And so there's a bigger market for the book, let's say, than it might seem.
Are you saying that some people might buy this and look both ways for fear that somebody might see them buying it?
No.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely
because
not.
You don't think that they're closet shy people?
No, I don't think so. It's not a secret. It's just that it's not something they talk about. And
do you think they know they're shy?
Yes.
Okay.
I think they think they're shy.
Ah.
I don't think,
But they're in a job, maybe, or they don't have the reputation of being shy, or they've got a job that doesn't allow them to be shy, but they really are.
Right, or the behavior, like, for example, I spoke to a woman recently who said, I have no problem, I'm a shy person, I have no problem, though, going up to a stranger at a trade show and introducing myself. It's just that I can't call anyone on the phone. I can't make cold calls.
Really?
So that the shyness is very specific to certain types of situations and certain types of interactions.
Hmm.
And it prevents people from doing certain things that would help them either grow their business or, you know, go up the corporate ladder.
So this person you were just talking about probably needs to see the face of the person so they can read them and tell whether to continue,
exactly,
to pursue, to, if they, are they making progress. On the phone, they're without that bit of information, aren't they?
That's right.
Hmm.
Which is kind of interesting, I think, because in person, I mean, everyone's afraid of rejection. That's one of the big things people say. And on the phone, it's so much easier to get out of the interaction than in person. But this person has no qualms about just approaching strangers. And then so then the question is, well, what exactly is a stranger then?
Mm-hmm.
That's part of it.
All right.
But the chapter I'm working on at the moment that I wanted to talk with you about is called Becoming Genuinely Curious, or You're Not Necessarily Listening Just Because You're Quiet. Because once you have realized, I mean, one of the points I'm going to make in the earlier chapters is you may see yourself as shy, but let's not say that you are a shy person because it's not genetic and it's something that you can... It's not something you necessarily need to change, but that there are things you can do or learn to do, skills you can learn and practice that will bring you into situations. And one of them is listening, because people have trouble getting into conversations.
Is it possible that I could use my shyness, someone could use their shyness to their advantage?
How?
Well, I'm just thinking that if you are shy and people believe you are shy, you know, in some ways that endears you to people, you know, a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And, but if you are able to as you come out of that, as you learn tools to come out of that, learn ways to come out of that, maybe you know you could use it to your advantage by asking the right questions, not asking a lot of questions, but always asking it about the other person. In
mm-hmm.
other words, I would see where maybe that you could actually. I mean, I actually knew a guy who was in sales who was kind of he acted like a bumpkin. But people wanted to do business with him because he was such a humble person.
Mm-hmm.
And he just succeeded himself, you know, to riches.
Mm-hmm.
Because he played that up a little bit. Stand by. We're going to be right back with our good friend, Elise Benin. We're going to talk about how to make sure that if you're shy, it doesn't hold you back. You can do it. 20 after. Stay with us.
That's right.
Do it no matter what the people say.
It's 23 after, and you got to do it, folks, no matter what the people say. You got to do it or die. You got to make this business work. If it's not working, you got to find out why, and you got to fix it. Maybe it's because you're shy. That's what Elise Benin says. She's writing a book about the topic, and she's our good friend. And in our eighth year together, we're already had our seventh year anniversary with Elise. This is our eighth year anniversary this week of the Small Business Advocate Show. And Elise, on behalf of my audience and behalf of my organization, for all the great contribution that you've made to us over the last 7.5 years almost, we thank you.
My pleasure. It's been great, actually, to speak with you early in the morning.
We've had fun, haven't we?
We have, and it's really helped me actually develop some of the material that I write about.
Well, we do what we can.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we're talking about shy people.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just asking the question about whether... You could, if you find yourself shy and you overcome it, if maybe, you know, you couldn't use that to your advantage, not in a sinister way, but in a productive way. I mean, people sometimes, you know, shy people are not intimidating people typically. They're not people that you worry about, you know, and if you could, you might be able to, you know, to use it to your advantage with customers.
You know, I'm not even actually advocating that one overcomes their shyness.
Oh, really?
No. I
thought that's what you were going to do for me. I thought you were going to get me out of my shell.
No. I just want you to see that there are other options, that you're not locked in that shell, and that sometimes there are things that you can do which have nothing to do with how you are, that will help you get to the next step. But if you believe this, I am shy, I can't do that, then you won't be able to do these things.
I know, I agree with you, because I do know people who I'm convinced that they use their shyness as an excuse.
Mm-hmm.
Not to meet the world at least close to halfway, if not halfway.
Mm-hmm. And people have been really kind of objecting to this idea of shyness. What's wrong with being shy? What's wrong with it? And so I feel like I need to clarify a little bit, and that's why I appreciate your question, that it's not about shy is bad and assertive is good. I'm not even advocating that people, you know, be like me or be the extrovert. It's just that if you miss opportunities to speak up and say something, then you miss opportunities to grow.
And you know about this yourself, don't you, Elise? Because you are a shy person who's overcome that.
The thing is, I'm not shy, but I'm a quiet person, which means that I have always been accused of being a good listener. And the thing that's interesting about that is that just because I was quiet didn't mean I was listening. It just meant, I mean, often quiet people have a lot going on in their head. That's why they're not talking.
What you're saying is they'd rather be listening to themselves as you.
That's right. I think that's true.
That kind of hurts my feelings to think, all this time I thought they were listening to me, right?
It has nothing to do with you.
Apparently not.
And the other thing that's interesting about shy people is that they think they know certain things. Like, well, if I say this, he's going to get mad. Or if I do that, they're going to do this. And the reality is you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So it has something to do with, and I don't want to even get too deep on it, it's kind of a fine line that I'm trying to walk, but it has to do with acknowledging that you don't know, and then doing something anyway.
All right.
That's
so, yeah, it's pretty deep. Well, go ahead, take that a little further. I'm not sure I understand what you mean.
I mean that if I believe that if I speak up in a meeting, I'm going to sound like a fool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's really a good point. I see what you mean now. See, there's an old saying that it's better to keep quiet and let people think you're a fool than to open your mouth and convince them.
Right.
Okay, and I get that. I understand that. But I do know people that have something to contribute. And you know, there are actually, I guess, three kinds of people. The kind of person who talks a good bit in meetings and maybe they convince you they're a fool or not. But then there are the people who don't say a lot, but when they do speak, people listen because they've thought through it very well and they cut right to the heart. And a lot of people admire those folks. Mm-hmm. I do too.
Mm-hmm.
But the third person is the person that I know has something to contribute and they will not open their mouth. And that's the person you're talking about.
Yes, and you're making me think also of another chapter I'm going to do later on in the book that has to do with...
Am I going to get royalties off of this, Elise?
Maybe. And how to be a manager to someone who's shy.
Mm-hmm.
Because it helps to make room for someone or give them opportunities or openings where they can't take them themselves.
If you're going to a meeting, especially if you're part of a small business, you go to a meeting and you say absolutely nothing in that meeting where people are trying to decide things, they're trying to, you know, have ideas and be creative, you know, I just think that's flaking out. I think that's, you know, not contributing. And I don't think that's a good thing. And that wouldn't endear me to you if I were your manager or your boss.
Mm-hmm.
At least I need your website desperately.
It's www.marketing-mentor.com.
And you still got some spaces in your marketing mentor program, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Two or three every month.
Marketing-mentor.com. Check it out by Elise Benin. Elise, you going to come back again?
Okay.
Hey, thanks, Elise. See you next time.
Thank you.
Elise Benin, ladies and gentlemen, she's the best. Right back with somebody else who's pretty cool, Steve Martin, right after these messages. The show is brought to you by IBM, Office Depot, and Administaff.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.